Hi guys, and welcome. So today we'll be talking about grief. That's a heavy topic, grief. Each one of us at one point or the other has gone through something trying, something, you know, soul crushing. Either the death of a loved one, the loss of your great love, loss of a pet, or anything. Losing a pet is not trivial, don't mind my laugh, but at one point or the other, each one of us has lost something. And that loss has crushed, devastated, or redefined our life's journey, our life's view, or the way we interact with the world at one point or the other. So grief is the topic for today. I did an interview recently about grief, and it got me thinking about the people who are left behind. How do they cope? How do they survive? And as someone who has gone through a trying time, you know, has experienced grief in my life, I can say that overcoming that is truly a Herculean task. Grief is suffocating. Grief is a black hole that, you know, envelops your soul, envelops your being, and in some instances, you can't see your way out of those situations. It feels like a bottomless pit of despair with no hope in sight. Some of us over the years and through time will be able to dig ourselves out of that hole. But some of us are unable to find our way out, and to that someone who may be dealing with grief or trying to overcome grief, I say, I feel you, I see you, I understand you. Your pain is valid, your emotions are valid. Do not let anyone try to trivialize how you feel. There is no explanation for the feeling that comes with the loss. Loss of something, loved one, love, or whatever. Loss is loss. And if you haven't felt it, you cannot understand it. So, in the case of losing a loved one, it's hard because there is a gaping hole in your life where that individual used to be. There is that spot, there is that space, there is that void that can never be filled because that person doesn't exist anymore. Either it's a parent, a sibling, a husband, a child. No one can explain the gravity of the pain and the emptiness you feel at the realization that you would never speak with this person again, you would never see this person again, you would never see this person grow to become the person you had imagined, to live the life you had planned, or, you know, materialize the vision you've had, you know. So, grief. it's a very heavy subject. My advice to people who have people in their lives who are dealing with grief is to give them time. Don't force them to overcome it. Forcing someone to overcome grief and trivializing their feeling and saying things like, "Hey, you should be over it by now," and "Oh, this too shall pass. It is well. The Lord give it, the Lord take it away. It is well. It is for your good." All those cliches do not work. they actually have the opposite effect on the person. And when you hear those words, they sound so empty and meaningless and have no emotion or power to change anything or make me act or think differently. The willpower to overcome grief is spiritual and internal. It's a force of will. It's willpower on the individual's part to say, okay, I can continue breathing without this person. I can continue living without this person. I can attempt to have a life without this person, dead or alive or broken up or whatever. Grief. So don't explain. Don't try to cajole or make them see your point of view, because your point of view is not valid in that instance. It's not even necessary. The best you can do for anyone dealing with grief is to sit with them and hold their hand and make them feel, believe, know that you are there for them. That whatever they need, you can provide to the best of your ability. That you are there to listen to them grieve. You are there to listen to them speak when they choose to, not forcing them to. And that it's okay for them to grieve. It's okay for them to grieve, because you can't wish it away. There's no magic wand or there's no rule book that dictates how long an individual can grieve. In the case of a breakup, though, my pastor would say he gives you 3 days to cry and to get over the person. Day one, oh God, my life is over. Day two, we did have nice moments. Day three, okay, these two shall pass. We're going out to hunt for another one. And then you put on your makeup and you go outside. That's for breakups. And I subscribe to that, you know, plan. But in the case of a death, there's no timeline. There's no rule book. There's no guide as to how long it will take to overcome, especially when guilt is involved. If you feel guilty, if you feel like you shouldn't have been the one to survive, in a case of, if there are cases like that, there is no prescription as to how to deal with it, except, you know, talking to a coach, talking to a therapist to help you out of that grief. But we all need to grieve. You know, go through the 5 stages of grief, the acceptance, denial, you know, and all that. I don't have all of them off the top of my head, but grief. Don't rush people. Don't prescribe to them. Don't make them feel like their feelings do not matter at that instant. Like, you should be over it by now. No. Even if it's a year or two or three, you don't understand what a gaping hole that used to be a human feels like. When you do feel it or experience it, then you will know that to overcome death, the death of a loved one, is not an easy thing. I know Christians will say, I'm a Christian, will say, the Lord give it, the Lord take it away, you know, let's rejoice, he's gone to a better place. My dear, it's easier said than done. It's easier said than done. We say that as Christians, you know, to cheer you up and to make you try to focus on the bigger picture. He's gone to glory. He's with the Lord. You know, rejoice because, you know, he's in a better place. No more sorrow and all that. But when you all go home at night, when you all go to your houses and hold your babies and hold your siblings and hold your husbands and your wives, that person is left with the gaping hole that even though as much as you want to say and believe, oh, he's in a better place, she's in a better place, it still doesn't take away the fact that you are human and a human used to be in that spot right beside you. So I would advise and ask everyone out there who has someone dealing with grief to be kind. Be kind, be patient, be understanding, and, you know, hold their hands. Be the shoulder that they can lean on, and don't try to force them out of their despair. Except it's tending and bordering on suicide and all that, but you get the gist, you know. Dealing with the death of a loved one is not something that's easy. It's a feeling that lingers for years. Ask anyone who's lost someone. It lingers. It doesn't. The pain numbs after a while. It's like a wound. It doesn't hurt anymore, but the scar, when you touch the scar, it brings back some memories. And it's those memories that, you know, hurt and makes you remember and nurse that pain and nurse that pain. It's like having a missing limb. It's there, but it's not there. You feel there's something supposed to be there, but it's not there anymore. So people, be kind. Be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind, be kind to those who have lost someone. Even to those who have broken up. Breakups are hard, people. Breakups are hard. For those who have lost loves of their life, I'm doing air quotes right now, and those great romances that, you know, never was, and you grieve, don't grieve too long. Like I said, 3 days. Okay, I give you a month to grieve. But, you know, even in love, the saying says it's better to have loved than lost than never to have lost. That's never to have loved. So, I think you should focus instead on the fact that you had the opportunity to love that person. Even though he or she is no longer with you, appreciate the fact that you could express and be loved by someone as great as them, and hold out and believe strongly that a greater love lies ahead. And don't wallow and don't compare and don't, you know, wish for things that were past gone, because that's equally destructive. So, love lost, loved one gone. Grieve. Take your time. Heal. Do not bottle things up. I can't say that enough. Do not bottle things up, because when the more you bottle things up, the worse it becomes. Embrace the memory of the person. Remember fondly. Remember with people. Don't remember in isolation. Remember with people. Remember the good times. Cherish the memories. And for those who have had the privilege of not losing a loved one or losing a great love, I salute you, because you are one of the lucky ones. And I pray that you never have to deal with loss or deal with heartbreak. Till the next one, I'll see you. Bye.